Shalom Aleichem on P.A.F.T. 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Kuf Tes Vav. Chulin 115. Pagination is 230. We'll start about a quarter of the way down in the middle of the line. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael, learnt as follows regarding the severity of mixing milk and meat. We know from numerous teachings that there's a more serious prohibition regarding milk and meat than other topics of prohibition. In this case, as we'll see in a moment, it's even forbidden to cook it or to benefit from it, and so the prohibition is not limited to eating it as it is by many other prohibitions. So the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yishmael taught it as such, and this is the way it's brought in Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Zayin at the start of Hilchos Basar B'Cholov. Lo sevashal gedi b'chalev imo. You should not cook the kid in its mother's milk. Little goat in its mother's milk. Gimel pa'omim. It says it three times throughout the Torah, different places. Echad le'iser achila, one is to tell you a prohibition of eating it. Ve'echad le'iser hana'a, and one is to tell you a prohibition of even benefiting from it. Ve'echad le'iser bishul, and one is coming to tell you the prohibition of even to cook it. In Shulchan Aruch, indeed, we find, Kasav Batorah, it's written in the Torah, L'savasha gediba chalevi mo, three times. One is the Isser Bishul, one is the Isser Achila, and one is the Isser Hana'a. Says the Shulchan Aruch, V'hotzi Achila b'lashan Bishul, the reason a prohibition that's really fundamentally eating, in most cases, it's referred to as cooking, Lomar she'ena osur minatara l'derech Bishul, that even the prohibition to eat over here is only if they were cooked together. Indeed, rabbinically, it's prohibited to mix milk and meat, mixtures for eating, even if they weren't cooked together. And that's why we have so much separation, even to the point of tablecloths, etc. But the biblical prohibition is specifically when it's cooked, and then there's a prohibition to cook it, to benefit, and on a cooked item, it would be biblically forbidden to eat it. Now, on the topic of mixing milk and meat and cooking them together, which is a biblical prohibition, even if you wouldn't come to eat it, there is an intriguing question that's asked regarding the garbage. We know that there's no requirement to have milchik and fleishik garbage cans. How do we know? Because we've seen knowledgeable Jews, great observant families, and they don't have such things. And the intriguing question is going to be to try to figure out why not. If indeed cooking is prohibited, then what stops a situation where you have a leftover cream cheese bagel, cream cheese container with leftover cream cheese, whatever your type of application is, leftover pizza, lasagna, and if you poured the fleishik grease from your roast into the garbage, if you were to pour it on this dairy item, you would be cooking on some level, and it's like we just aren't concerned. Why do we have absolutely no concern regarding this application? And the simplest answer is because it would only be bishul cooking if it was done hot. Something has to be hot. Things sitting in the garbage are not hot. something that's going to be poured from a pot indeed could be hot, but it's very unlikely that it's hot. People don't generally pour into the garbage very hot gravy because it would melt the garbage bag. And even if we wanted to navigate this with all of its considerations, we would start off, of course, saying that if it's in the garbage, it's inconsequential. I have no interest in it. But even if we were to say, well, if it's not biblical, it should be rabbinic, it should be something, there should be some level of prohibition, the answer simply is that it's never done hot. And therefore, it's not a concern. What emerges is that if a person would indeed want to drain some meat gravy, let's say, directly onto dairy garbage food, it actually would be questionable, because even though you couldn't care less, but it's an avera in the Torah, it's a prohibition. I'm not interested if you couldn't care less. It's still prohibited. You're not allowed to plow with an ox and a donkey together, even if you couldn't care less. It's okay. Now, there's another question, just pushing this to a new level of halacha considerations. Pischei Tshuva in Sif Katan Dalid in Simen Pei Zayin asks or explores the following question. Chemo shenisbashla b'kedero shel basar ben yomo. He has some sort of dairy that was cooked in a fleishik pot that has been used within 24 hours for fleishik. So this chemo, this fat gravy cream product, also lahadlikba lahoir habayis. You're not allowed to now burn it, use it as fuel for the house. Sha'asa bahana, because if it's a milk meat mixture, not only are we not allowed to eat it, and in retrospect you weren't allowed to do it, but I assume it happened by mistake, you're not allowed to benefit from it. And therefore, you wouldn't be allowed to use it as fuel. Likewise, he continues and he says, "Gam lahadlik ba ner Chanukah." And also, for ner Chanukah, where you need fuel, you wouldn't be allowed to use this. Now, this gets a little bit sophisticated, because ner Chanukah is a mitzvah. And we have a concept, you need to know when to apply it, but the concept is mitzvahs lav lehanos nitnu. When it comes to mitzvahs and you're doing them because Hashem said so, and Ner Chanukah would be included in that, because Hashem said to listen to the legislations of the rabbis in each generation. So the thing that I'm doing here is not personal gratification. It's not personal benefit. Mitzvah is not called lehonos, a benefit, in halachic terms. Mikol makom aser, nevertheless, he's suggesting that it's forbidden to do this. Kevin de ben erchanaka bo ishiur, because it needs an amount. Ube basa b'cholov, kevin sha aser b'hana'a, by basa b'chalav mixture, which this mixture is, it's going to be forbidden in benefit, and therefore ketuse mechtes shi'ura. It's as if its amount is chopped up, is negligible, because it's not meant to be benefited from. And therefore it has no amount, and therefore it doesn't work. Let's follow his logic, and we'll try to put on one more item to this discussion. Basar b'chol of milk and meat is forbidden in benefit. Says the Pischei Tshuva, to light it in your house, generally, you can't do. because this item, this product, is forbidden in benefit. Likewise, he suggests, it should be forbidden to light Ner Hanukkah with it, even though you'll argue that's not called Hana'ah, that's a spiritual benefit, a little bit like the IRS disclosure statements from the nonprofits. No tangible benefit has been rendered to the donor as defined by the IRS code. Of course, something very tangible benefit was given to the donor. That's why they donated. They're getting a mitzvah. That's not called benefit in these terms. And therefore, you should be allowed to use this basa b'chalav mixture for Ner Chanukah. Nevertheless, he says, you can't because it doesn't have an amount. And Ner Chanukah needs an amount. And if it's asur b'hana'ah, forbidden in benefit, its amount is negligible. It's not enough to light the Ner Chanukah. What indeed is the amount for Ner Chanukah? So the amount is, there is no amount. It somehow has to burn for 30 minutes. So there really isn't an amount on the fuel. It's an amount on how long it has to burn. And therefore the Stei Chemed in volume 8, page 42, challenges this concept that it can't be used for Ner Chanukah and suggests Ner Chanukah is lav lehonas nitnu. It's not there for benefit. It's there for a mitzvah. And if you're going to be concerned that it has no amount, the suggestion is that the fuel of Ner Chanukah doesn't need an amount. It just somehow has to burn for 30 minutes. And if you can get something that has no amount to burn for 30 minutes, we're good. And that would be the example of basar b'chalav, which you wouldn't be allowed to use for regular fuel in the house, but according to this discussion, might possibly be permitted to be used for a mitzvah like Ner Chanukah. I don't know that you want to make your Chanukah menorah treif, introducing basar b'chalav there and burning it as such, but that would be an interesting discussion. Yasha Koach, thank you for joining.